good day, everybody, and thank you once again for joining me today on the Voice Called Hope podcast. I'm pretty much excited because today I have someone really special with me. I have Bumi Oyegoke. Yes, Bumi Oyegoke. And so today she's going to be sharing some pretty much lessons that life has taught her, and I believe that you will learn a couple of things from them. Say hi to the people.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today to listen to me give you some awesome stuff.
All right, so let's just delve into the matter. So, Bumi.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think the life has taught you thus far, and you think people can actually learn from it? Can you just share a couple of things, you know, maybe 5, 7, but just share with us.
I'm going to share the biggest one. I'm going to start with the best thing first.
Okay.
Or should I save the best for last? No, I'm going to start with the little one to build momentum.
Okay.
Okay, one thing I've learned from life is that there's always a lesson in everything that happens to you, in every person you meet. There's always something to learn.
Okay.
So I think life has taught me to be a student of life. So I'm always learning. Anything that happens to me, bad, good, whatever, I learn something from it.
So from what you're saying is like from every incident or every occurrence or every situation we find ourselves, there's something definitely that life is trying to pull our attention to.
Maybe not every, because even right now we're doing a podcast, so I may not learn something from, you know, every. But, you know, the moments that leave a mark on your mind.
Okay.
Yeah, the moments that leave a mark on your mind. The lady you pass in the market who hits you and, you know, you were angry. You know, there's always something to learn from the things that leave a mark on your mind. Obviously, not everything that happens to you, but the things that leave a mark on your mind, yeah.
So there's always something to learn from the things that leave a mark on our minds.
That's
okay. Okay. So tell us the next one.
Okay. The next one is that everyone has a story. Everyone has a sad story, an abusive aunt, parents, something. Everyone has a story, good story, bad story. But you have a lot of people who turn their story into their cage.
Okay.
Oh, my mom did this to me, so I'm like this. My mom did that to me, so I'm like this. But then life has taught me that no matter what has happened to you, no matter what emotion you're feeling, always turn it into a fuel. Mm. Don't use it as a chain. Don't use it as a cage. Always let it be your feel. So if someone told you you'll never be great, let that be your feel to be great. If someone told you you're stupid, nothing's good's gonna ever come from you, let that be your feel to make something good come from you. Like, I told you.
Okay. So turn your mess into a message.
Obviously, yes.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay. So what's the third thing?
It has to be, I know this sounds corny, but it has to be forgive and forget. Now, I have a writer's memory, so I barely forget stuff. But forgiving is something I try and do all the time. Why? Because you don't forgive for people, you forgive for yourself. Because, you know, unforgiveness and remembering what someone, again, it's like using it as a chain or as a cage. It's toxic. You know, so you see this person and you're in pain or you're in anger. I know the sad thing, some people don't even remember what they did to you. They forgot it. So you're the one who is in pain and you're the one who's sad. So forgive and forget. Not for the other person. I'm not trying to tell you to be mature. Nah, I'm very immature. I don't like being mature. That whole, what the world calls maturity, I'm the real maturity. It's not about being mature. It's about you, your health. Forgive and forget. It's not that it's not worth it, but for you, you don't need that toxicity inside of you. So forgive and forget.
So when people do stuff to you, you forgive them, and as well, you just... So wait. In the forgetting part, is it like you try to put it in your mind, like undo it, like it never happened, or how do you do that?
You can't, like I said, as a writer, okay, you can't actually ever forget, but it can become linear. It can become a memory that's not so immediate, because what you focus on, you know, expands. What you focus on gets bigger. So if you're always thinking about how this person did that to you, it's always going to be in the forefront of your mind. But when you know, forgive this person and get over it, it's going to be somewhere at the back of your mind, that it will take rare situations to trigger it. And then the more you forgive, because forgiveness doesn't happen immediately. The more you forgive, each time you remember, there is one day, maybe 20 years, 10 years, 5 years down the line, that you're going to remember that thing and it's not going to hurt you so much. And so you don't forget immediately. You may never forget, but it becomes a linear memory. It's no longer off the bat of your head.
Okay. So what's the next one? I think I'm gonna say don't be a victim.
Okay. By don't being a victim, what do you mean by that?
Now, this is my biggest one, but I'm giving you like as the fourth one. I'll bring something else as fifth. Don't be a victim in the sense that it ties down to the same thing as when I said, let whatever's happened to you be your fuel. You know, people say, oh, you know, this person did that to me and I'm a victim. This person did that to me. Being a victim disempowers you. You can't fight. You know, as a victim, you can't fight. But when you assume the role of a survivor or fighter, I prefer fighter, what it means is when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But if you're a victim, you're going to be shielding yourself from all the lemons life throws at you, you know, not even realizing that you can utilize those lemons. So don't be a victim because it disempowers you. So yes, you know, this person did that to you, that person did that to you, somebody, serious issue, somebody raped you, your mom didn't believe you, serious, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world and I understand that, okay? So, yes, somebody did this to you, somebody did that to you, don't be a victim, fight. If you can drag that person to court, drag that person to court. If you can't, turn your story into a war story, turn your story into a war cry. You know, start crying out for all the people that, you know, didn't get justice. Get justice, don't just sit there and sob and be sad like, this thing happened to me, I can't do anything about it. Never do that. Never do that.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Never be a victim of a story.
Never be a victim.
Never. Be a fighter.
Be a fighter. Being a victim disempowers you. You don't want to be.
So whatever it is that doesn't empower you, you have to just probably let loose and let go.
Exactly.
Of it.
Let your mindset always be, I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter. Not gonna be. Don't gonna be beating people up on the street. But don't be. Don't be the person who I can't do this because this happened to me. Don't be the person who, oh, I can't do anything about my situation. Exactly. Don't be that person who can't do anything about their situation. You can always do something. I mean, come on, people that don't have hands and legs, now they're drawing and they're having families. So my point is just don't be a victim. Always be, you know, fighter, or survivor, or conqueror, whatever you want to call it. Just don't be a victim.
Just don't be a victim. Okay, so what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else?
My mic drop. Don't listen to people. I mean, I just gave you like lessons and now I'm telling you. But no. Don't listen to people. And listen to people. Don't listen to people in the sense that people will always give you advice. People will always have something to say. But at the end of the day, you bear the consequences of your actions. So if someone tells you, oh, wear a white dress and, you know, water splashes on you that day, you know, you're going to be angry because, I mean, now your dress is dirty. But, you know, someone told you to wear the white dress. A part of you is going to be angry at that person, you know. So don't listen to people. Listen to people. Just know that you bear the consequences of your actions. So what I mean is be selective in your listening. So listen. So if someone gives you advice, take it because you know you've sat down and you've thought about the fact that I can bear the consequence of this action. So before you listen to anybody, before you take anyone's advice, know that this is something that, you know, you can bear the consequence of. That's what I mean by, you know.
All right, she has shared 5 lessons, and I'm hoping that you learned a couple of things from them.
Me too, I hope you learned something too.
And so on that note, we're signing out for today. And so do have a lovely day. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Shalom.